I get paid to take my clothes off, but here I bear it all for free. Welcome to the Totally Wholesome, Not Dirty Podcast, where sex work meets self-work, and we laugh through the chaos one.
One of my favorite things about getting stoned is buying things online.
Oh, no.
Forgetting that I buy them, and then they show up. You're talking about all the packages that you've been getting, and I think there's nothing better than, like, a package that you send to your future self.
Yeah, it's like a prize.
Yeah. It's like it's like a prize. It's like a gift. I think they call that self-care, I think.
A form. I think it's a form.
What are some of, like, the weird things you... Have you, like, bought anything weird off of, like, TikTok shop or just whatever? Just, like, in a moment of consumerism? Oh, you might want to... Sorry, pull the mic a little bit up closer to your face.
Tell me when.
And then
a little in? Bit.
Yeah, like you're in a helicopter. Yes.
It does feel like I'm on a plane. We're going to be flying to our favorite destination.
Which is online shopping.
Yeah. Have I bought anything? No, I don't think so. I try so hard not to, just a lot of clothes, I think, is what I end up.
Yeah. I had a moment of buying some clothes, but then I realized that, like, everything that is through TikTok shop is kind of like Shein sizes. Mm. So nothing quite fits my body right. So I was like, I'm buying all these clothes and they're a great deal, but none of them fit me. So what am
those
I doing?
Those sweats that TikTok has on it right now, the comfort ones.
Oh, yeah. Are they great?
I should have never bought some because now I'm obsessed.
Oh, really?
Oh my gosh, they're like perfect thick material, but so soft also.
Is it what you're wearing right now?
Oh, no, okay. No. Sadly, no.
So we're coming to you, returning guest Katie Kush has not been in this podcast room. I think we determined before rolling.
Yeah.
No, because you were on twice. Mm-hmm. Right, but once was really early on at, like, the kitchen table, and then there was the casting couch, the weird white casting couch.
It was so funny. Yeah,
so
yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah, it's been ages. Everything, a lot has changed, hasn't it?
Now you have a whole room.
Yeah, a whole ass room just for podcasting and editing porn.
That's all you need.
That's all you need in life. Honestly, like, How long have you been in the industry again?
7 years now.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's a long time.
It's like, how'd I get here?
Yeah.
I had someone say to me on set, they were like, wow, you've been in for like ever. And I was like, whoa, now. Yeah. It's my first day. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Rude.
Because that's how it feels every time. Like, it does, especially like for me when I don't collab as much or shoot as much with other people anymore. When I do go, it does feel like the first time because there's like all this time spent between and all that anticipation and excitement. Yeah. Like, what's the set gonna be like? Is it gonna be smooth? Is it gonna be terrible?
Yeah, that anxiety, the little bit of jitters is what I think.
Yeah,
I still get those still.
Yeah. I think it's good though because it shows that, you know, it hasn't like just beat everything out of you.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
You're not done yet.
Sometimes I work with people, and this is like no hate on people because I it's like not a hate thing. It's just like assessing different people in different situations. Some people I can tell that it's already beat out of them and they've only been doing it for like 2 or 3 years. And I'm just sitting here thinking, it's been 12.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm still like,
running. Yeah. I had a girl show up to set too, and she was like, oh, yeah, I can tell that you're still young and, you know, still into it because you still have the light in your eyes. And I was like, girl.
Oh, my God. If the light ever leaves my eyes, I need to leave the industry,
I
feel.
I want someone to tell me. Please tell me. Oh, my God. I know. When she said that, I was like, oh, okay.
Have you ever been, like, in a toxic relationship type thing?
That's what got me here.
Yeah. I mean, girl, same.
That's why I do what I do now.
But sometimes it's funny because speaking of the light leaving your eyes, early on in my career, I go back and I look at those old videos, like from the vault, from the before times, from the My Free Cams, Cam Slut days. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, there is nothing there.
Yeah.
it's empty inside. Weird. It's like looking into the abyss and being like, hello.
Yeah.
But it's so just associated a big smile and it's just like, huh. Mm-hmm. But there's just nothing behind your eyes. And now sometimes I'll see a photo of you. I'm like, oh, I look happy.
Yeah. Look at that. She's glowing. Yeah. It is crazy how you kind of can't tell in the moment until after. And you're like, oh, wow, it really is a big difference.
Yeah. Cause you're just like taking yourself, like you're just kind of like going through the motions and like trying to keep things level and even.
Yeah.
And so it's all you can focus on, because the minute that you don't give it your focus, it's there. Mm-hmm. And even if you give it all of your focus, it's still there. You know?
Yeah. That's a never ending cycle of viciousness.
It is. Actually, was curious. I don't know if you'd be down with this. Last guest I had, her name is Lorelai Lee. And we were talking a little bit about like toxic past relationships and stuff like that. And I do have a voicemail from a fan who's curious about like red flags that maybe we would have like noticed early on or something like that. So I haven't listened to the whole thing, so we can take a little listen if you're down.
I'm so down. Also, it's terrible because it's like, are you good at catching red flags? Oh, no.
I mean, I wasn't. The ultimate I am test. Now.
Yeah.
It's like, I feel like you're never going to notice the red flags if you don't learn from all the, because some people just like, they had a great relationship in high school and they're still married to that same person. They have like 7 children or something. I don't know.
They don't know what trauma is.
They don't. And God bless. Yeah. Truly.
Thank God there's some people out there.
Because like not everybody can do porn.
Right. Facts. And they shouldn't either.
And they shouldn't. Sometimes that is a funny thing. I feel like with, before we get into this voicemail, just like a weird thing that I guess it's not weird, maybe it is a little weird, I don't know, but just sometimes with new creators I feel like they really don't want to be doing it, and I'm like,
it so really many people say that too,
but I just feel like, but what got you into it in the first place is what I wonder, because I know that some people like have a partner who does get them into it, but some people who I've met that seem very unhappy doing what we do got into it themselves. So at that point, I was kind of wondering, like, but why do you do it?
You're like, you know, it's you volunteered for that.
Yeah, like you don't have to.
I think a lot of people like that probably just do it because I don't want to say they're trying to take an easy route, because it's definitely not freaking easy. But I feel like that's what they think, is that it's going
to
be easy.
Yeah, I guess that could be a thing where it's like, well, I'm hot. And so people pay to look at me naked and have sex, which is like, cool, awesome. And that sounds, I guess, yeah. So I guess that does like sound like an easy thing, but I feel like maybe that's why they're unhappy, because they're like, oh, like I do actually have to like work.
Yeah. Oh, wait, this is still a job.
Oh, fuck. Yeah. I thought I could just lay back and yeah, take dick.
Exactly.
It's like, but you can't be a starfish in porn either. So, you know, I mean, you can for a time. Apparently it's easier for male porn stars to be the starfish than the girl, though.
Especially now with VR. Yeah. They just.
Yeah. They're just like, here I am.
They're not allowed to do anything. You know how many times I go to set now, though? I don't know if you're allowed to say this, but I'll sometimes sit there and I'm like, I fully consent. Like, I'm going to take a nap and I just do whatever you want.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, why not?
Do you love the pod? Of course you do. Do you love ads? Not so much. Do you want to prove how much you love the pod? Then join us ad-free on patreon.com/twndpodcast. Every tier of support gets you day early releases and ad-free enjoyment. The Totally Wholesome, Not Dirty podcast is made possible by listeners like you. If you want the full VIP experience, join any of our dirtbag tiers, which also gives you access to skits, photo sets, bonus episodes, and monthly Zoom chats where we sit down, reflect, share, and more. You'll also have access to Thought Takes, a mini show where I strip down and go in hard with rantisodes. What are you waiting for? Join us and be a dirtbag at patreon.com/twndpodcast.
I just, things are changing. You know what I mean? Things are changing all around. You have like the AI, the Joy.
J-O-I.
Yeah. They said Joy, but it looks like J-O-I. I just like jerk off instruction. Yes. AI. I got it. That's perfect.
I don't know why they changed the name. I liked the first name, but
yeah. Well, I got with them, and like the last one I was with, it just didn't seem like it was like progressing. Oh. And the first few images I got from them were pretty cool, but the videos, did the videos work well for you? Because one of them, my nose changed to 20 different sizes in like one head spin, and it was crazy.
Just growing.
I was like, I'm not.
That is insane, because I always think that their stuff's like not do terrible. I think it ages me, which is whatever, but it's just
People are more likely to go to you anyway. Yeah. I think that's like going to be the new like thing that's in demand is the authenticity and like the lines and the not being AI, because like AI will be so readily available because it already is.
Everyone is already so mad. Some people get mad about it, and I do get pushback by, and obviously it's only whoever's keyboard warriors, but they do, ew, AI, even some girls in the industry are kind of like AI. And my thing is, I would just rather be getting paid for it than people, because you can go do whatever you want.
Yeah. So. Well, here's the other thing too, is like, nobody, okay, when it comes to having a problem with a content creator, like partnering with a sort of AI, like chatbot type comedy situation, here's the thing. You don't have to use it.
Right.
Like, you don't have to, nobody's asking you to be like, you need to go spend money here because I'm no longer providing content to you. It's like, here's something for people that like this particular thing. Because if there is an open avenue where you don't really have to put in much effort and people like that and they still want to like jerk off to you, then you might as well take advantage of it. Because here's the other thing. People have asked me like, well, why do you do that and stuff? I'm like, because I've already found other chatbots of me that are being created without my consent. Mm-hmm. So if people are going to be making money off of me anyway, then why am I not making money off of the same thing?
Exactly.
Because there's no real laws in place for that kind of stuff. It's progressing so quickly. Yeah. So it's like, you can like stick this foot and be like, it won't replace me. And it's like, well, it won't.
Right.
If you use it as a tool.
It is weird to me though, because a lot of people, which it shocks me, a lot of people say it like, this is going to take over all of our jobs. I think it can never be a thing. People still want human connection.
Yeah. Maybe it's that it will get us more off of the internet and actually having real human connections with people that we've been missing.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to make some people real weird for sure, because they're going to, you know, those who can't determine real from internet, whatever. But for the most part,
that exists already.
Yeah, exactly. We're already there. I think a lot of people get mad because they just want you to be one of those people to boycott it, you know?
Yeah.
If you don't give into it, then. But you can't fight anything. Just like you said, you can't fight it for long. I've fought TikTok this whole time. Yeah. Got to start doing it.
Yeah. Every time someone's like, well, why would you do AI? I'm like, okay, boomer.
Yeah.
You could be my age. You could be younger than me, boomer.
We're growing to the age now where we're those types of people.
Yeah. Because it's like, well, why would you not take advantage of it? It's like, I think maybe like growing up in that dial up era, because you did too, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, but you're still kind of growing through all these changes. Some of the people who are maybe younger feel like, oh, well, it will replace me and blah, blah, blah. It's like, well, no, because your fans who actually like you will want to see you like as you age. Because I think that that's something that my fans have really enjoyed, is what they've told me anyway. And if you're lying to me, I don't care. I'm going to take this as my truth. Yeah. That they're like, you know, we like seeing the progression of you as a person. Like, I mean, AI can do that for sure, whatever. But I've also said this, if it does get to a point that somehow like 10 years from now, it's like indistinguishable, right? What if I'm just like living my life? Is that okay? Mm-hmm. Because I've shared everything down to the mole on my asshole for my entire adult life. I've been on the internet naked as sharing things about my personal life, sharing things about my past, like about plans for the future, hopes and dreams, women, men, like,
right.
What am I never allowed to like just be like, hey, at this point, I'm 40, I'm 50, I'm tired. Maybe that won't happen. Maybe it will. But isn't it nice to have like the option to just live your life?
Yeah.
Maybe people just don't know what they are without like having this weird identity attached to like what they look like or like the visual representation of them, because like we're all so enmeshed with the online all the time. Because sometimes I talk to people, they don't have any hobbies. Like you were talking about going to yoga and stuff. Yeah. Like you have things that you have interest in. Mm. I feel like some people, it's like, I don't even know how to talk to you because you have nothing that you like, you know, all of the trends that I don't know. I have no idea what this is, who this person is, whatever, you know, all these things. And that's like whatever your niche is. But like outside of that, because that could go away. That could change. It could whatever.
A lot of people forget what hobbies are.
Yeah. People are like, what are your hobbies? I'm like, I could make you like a Word document that just goes. I could make you a PowerPoint. Like back in the day when you wanted to prove a point, you're like, PowerPoint. It's point, but with power. Like,
yeah. That's funny because a lot of people tell me all the time. Tussle. A lot of people tell me all the time. Do you want to check on that?
I might check this real quick. Okay. David, play an ad.
Nee, 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 nee.
Get Soul. Go to GetSoul.com and use code TWND to save 30% on your order. You can find a nice variety of different beverages, gummies. They have sleep gummies. They have big brain soul gummies with a little bit of caffeine. They're tangerine and they're so yummy. And you can stress less. You can stress fucking less by going to GetSoul.com and using code TWND to save 30% on your order. Don't stress about the apocalypse. Just get high. We all have bad habits, and breaking them is hard. That's where Fume comes in. You've probably heard about Fume, but you might not know what it is. Fume is a flavored air device. No smoke, no batteries, just a beautiful reminder to breathe easy. So if you have a bad habit that you're trying to turn into a good one, head on over to tryfume.com/TWND to get a discount on your Journey Starter Pack. That's actually what Fume sent over to me to give a little taste test. And currently I am, well, not puffing on because there's no smoke, but I am breathing Peach Blush, which is actually, see, no smoke, a delicious flavor that I am very excited to be sipping on, as it were. I'm definitely trying to break a few bad habits of my own this year, and I think that Fume is a great place to start with that. I am an oral fixation girly. I always have to have something in my mouth. I was chewing on my fingernails for ages and other bad habits that we don't want to talk about. So if you want to join me on my journey to quit a bad habit and also help support the show that you love so very much, head on over to tryfume.com/TWND and let me know your experience, because I am excited to turn my bad habit into a good one with Fume. Tryfume.com/TWND. Welcome back. So the neighbors have been leaving their dogs out a lot, and they have four of them, and they just bark.
Wow.
A lot. Like, now that it's not hot outside, I feel like they're just like, oh, we're at work, so we'll leave them outside. But they bark a lot, and then they respond. So then there's seven dogs that are just barking through the walls, which is really fun.
That is a lot of barking.
I don't even remember what we were talking about anymore. Hobbies.
Yeah.
Right.
People having them, not having them, forgetting that they're a thing.
Yeah. I actually, you know, during that really toxic relationship, I did kind of forget what hobbies were.
Yeah. You're so engulfed.
You are engulfed. Yeah. So why don't we talk about that a little bit? Yeah. And we're circling back. This is a callback, ladies and gentlemen, to this voice message. Let's play it now.
Hi, Molly. It's John. Long live the dirtbags. I was just listening to your episode with Lorelei Lay. And, you know, I'm a natural problem solver. So naturally, when I hear of a situation, you know, it's always, how do I fix it? How could it be fixed? And I don't think a lot of people, you know, want to avoid things, so they don't see red flags. And, you know, whenever you talk about exes and things that they put you through and, you know, all the trauma that came along with it, and it's, I always have in the back of my mind, no, it's not the question of why did you leave. My question is, were there signs ahead of time that you saw or ignored that were there? You know, and so that's my question is, was there any red flags to those relationships that, you know, you could take from heart? These are the things I should avoid. I shouldn't be attracted to this type of person if they do this kind of thing. You know, so that was my kind of warning or idea was there red flags ahead of time?
There's always red flags.
Avoided issues.
There's always red flags. Mm-hmm. Here's the thing about red flags is I feel like you're less likely to enter those kind of relationships later in life. I feel like even with most women that I've talked to, it's always younger because you're just young and you're stupid. So you also might not see the red flags as like warning signs, but like, oh, this is exciting and different. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's not until later that you realize, oh, this thing that I thought was kind of like, oh, like he likes to party and that's cool. Like, but there were signs that it was so much more than that that got, but you don't really realize that because you're young. So you're looking at it like, ooh, I get to like experience this like thing that I've seen about on movies or whatever. You know what I mean?
I think a lot of people too, also when they're younger, getting into those relationships, just have all that hope in the person that they would change too.
Yeah.
That they can change them.
It is a lot of hope, because even seeing those things that are red flags where it's like, oh, maybe I'm not a fan of this, but it's like those little things are so outweighed by not only the good things that you think that you see in them or the good things that do exist, but it is that hope that it's like, because when you're young, it hasn't been like beaten out of you. You're like, you know, I'm basically a brand new fresh adult, and I think that I have a handle on the world. And isn't this exciting to be in this sort of relationship and to be with this person who has good aspects that I could help heal those other things, because I'm a good person and I love this person and this person says they love me. So clearly those things can change, and you know.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the sad part, I think. And that's why relationships suck. My dad and I have this conversation all the time. no, but that's just obviously something we all have to learn as we go, which sucks that you have to be put through the trauma first. But
yeah, so I think it's important to recognize, like, I obviously, like, everyone has issues, but I feel like they're even just in friendships, like, it's easy to look at a person going through a time and being like, okay, they are behaving in said way because of thing that is happening XYZ. You try to like formulate it in all these ways, but some people will work through things in a way that it's like they're apologetic. They show remorse for something that they do. They make changes and shifts like to be better. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? And some people just don't.
Yeah. Some people just don't see they need to be changed or have any change. They think nothing's wrong with them.
Yeah. And I don't think that it has to be kind of like, I just hate the idea of like, it's that you start noticing these things because like your hope dies. But in a way, it's kind of like,
I also think it's just because you're so naive to things when you're younger. And that was something my mom kind of said to me when I was a kid starting to become an adult and get a house and stuff. She was like, I just need you to, you're a little naive when it comes to forming relationships with people, and I need you to maybe be a little bit more alert to kind of not just being so open to people. And at first I was like, no, I'm not. What are you talking about? But then over the years, I'm like, she was right.
Yeah. Wish mine had told me that.
I'm like, but, and I also tell a lot of, I just had this conversation with someone not too long ago that I am thankful that my trauma like that happened at a younger age for me.
Yeah.
Because now I'm not learning that when I'm like 30 or, no, and it sucks that it comes later in life for some people.
Yeah. No, it's great. I count it as like weirdly in a way a blessing, because I think it gave me like, it's not like, oh, I'm so happy. Like, I'm just so happy when I go back through the catalog of all of these memories that I just relive at random, you know, because of certain little things that remind me of one thing. And I'll try to make a joke out of it. But secretly, I'm like, what the f-? Like, the other day, I just had a realization about corduroy and why I hate it so much. That was a fun path to walk down. But you start, like, it's not like I'm happy that those happen. But at the same time, like, they did. I do like who I am now. And I haven't liked who I am since I was a kid and like naive. Do you know what I mean?
I think it forms and shapes you as a person. And it's, I've actually, I don't know if anyone else has, but my parents have apologized to me now that I'm an adult about certain things going on in life that they are just sorry that they think they didn't stand up to being the parent they should have been, whatever. And I've even said to my parents, you know, thank you for that, because not a lot of people get that from their parents, but also it is what made me who I am.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't be who I am without all those problems.
Yeah. Because I think like even things that you kind of like resent parents for, because at the end of the day, like, they're just people.
They didn't like, know. They don't know
like
either.
Nobody knows any better. And honestly, like, I feel like also when, I don't know about your parents, but mine were pretty young when they had me too. So it's like early 20s. Yeah. Like 2021.
Yeah.
And like, that's a lot. Like, I couldn't imagine like knowing who I was and who I was with at 21. If I just had I would have no idea. I'd probably be putting the same kind of into my kid. You know what I mean? Like, and so not dead.
Yeah, yeah.
We're alive. We're thriving. We're surviving. We're kind of thriving. We're doing a lot better than we thought we would be by this point in life. Because I didn't think I'd be alive.
Oh my goodness. I didn't think I'd be here. And it's actually crazy too, because my dad, before I got into this, our relationship was really struggling. You know, he was a co-signer for me on something. And so me not being able to pay it or whatever really put a strain in our relationship too. Mm-hmm. And me being like resenting him for not understanding or whatever that I'm broke.
Yeah.
But now literally, yeah, we have like the best relationship ever. We talk about everything, yeah. But it's just because he sees that I'm a successful adult is all. And he's like kind of proud of himself that he was able to actually put me towards something.
Yeah, no, that's great.
My mom says it a lot too, because she always says it. She's like, I'm really happy that my two oldest, I have confidence in them if they can take care of themselves just fine.
Yeah. It definitely is a thing of resilience, like going through, whether it's like a bad relationship or like having no money. Like, I mean, I've spent time living in my car. Mm. It was not fun, but it was character building. It's all these little like moments where it's like, you know, I feel like if you've been through enough, you're kind of like, everything always works out.
It does.
So you can like get stressed about something in the moment, but you're like, well, either way, if this doesn't work, it wasn't supposed to work. If it works, it's going to work. It just keeps going, because life just keeps going.
Right.
You can't just be like, all right, pause, because let's evaluate all the angles. Because if you try to pause to try to figure out the best course of action to like move forward, life just keeps going. And then all of a sudden you're like, but I'm going to be replaced by AI. It's like, no. You could like use that as a tool. You have to grow with it, because if you just like spend all this time, you know, overthinking, and I overthink a lot, mm-hmm. but I try to do it less, or try to do it in a way that's more productive, because it's like, there's a difference between overthinking something as you continue to like move. And then there's like letting it like weigh on you and just, eat you.
Yeah. I had that conversation with someone too, because they were talking about how sometimes it gets them in a really depressed state or down on themselves, because they know all the things they need to do. They just don't do them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That is depression.
Yeah. Right.
I go through waves. I always have, like, since as long as I can remember, like way back junior high, like just, you know, you go through the moments, but I try to note now that like the moments are less frequent. They don't last as long, but it is that thing of like, I will, if I make lists, I can get things done pretty well. But when I'm in those moments, I'm like, I don't even know how to make a list, because I don't even know where to start with the list. And if I start with the list, then that means I have to do something, because if I don't do anything on the list, then I'm a failure. But I'm already a failure, so it doesn't matter. So why do I need the list in the first place? And it just like,
it eats you. It really, really does. Yeah.
Like Swiss cheese, just like all these little pieces of you just like nibbled out. You're like, what the?
Yeah, and I know everyone always says it. It's obviously easier said than done, and it really is about changing your mindset. But yeah, that's hard to do sometimes. I just go to sleep.
I think, but like the easier said than done thing is also like, but just say it. Because the more you say it, then the easier it gets to say it. And if it gets easier to say it, then eventually you'll do it.
And it feels weird, but over time it doesn't feel weird anymore.
Yeah. I've started doing these things too, where like, I know it's just like, dumb, whatever, but if I like, because I'd have a lot of negative self-talk, so when I do that, if I say something about myself, I make myself like, because my brain spirals, I make myself out loud say like the opposite thing.
That's actually really good, because I'll catch myself if I start a morning like that, kind of. And I hate it, because when I start to think about things, I just like obsessive in my mind. Mm-hmm. And it's
a little
so
worm
annoying.
Like crawling through all the little crevices and just filling you up with like, ugh.
Yeah. And sometimes I'll catch myself as well. But instead of saying it out loud, I just, in my mind, I just repeat good things about myself over and over and over again. And then this calendar thing I have has a little affirmations part on it. And I was like, I've been trying to tell myself, I really need to start doing that, just because it really does start to change your way of thinking, and it changes your day.
Yeah, it does. Like, it, there is a lot, because I don't know, I don't see that many people, so I don't really talk to that many people. It's kind of weird. Like, I don't speak out loud very often. Yeah. I think about that.
I find myself, I was doing that driving this morning. I was like, what am I going to sound like when I have to say hi right now? Because I don't know if my voice knows what it is.
I panic every time. Because like, there's people don't understand, like, because my man, you know, some of my fans know, has been on tour a lot this year. So like, it's really been me and the three dogs and like one videographer that I use infrequently, and a talent now and then, sometimes a podcast guest. So I start to panic, like, inside when I'm about to go, like, speak to someone. Because I'm like, what if I just forget what words are?
Yeah.
What if my tongue just, like, because it's happened. You know what I mean?
I forget how to speak all the time. And then I'm like, this is why I stay quiet to myself.
Oh, man. It's gotten weird to a point, too. Like, I was doing a lot of solo episodes earlier this year. And I was like, oh, I need to start, like, booking guests because I'm actually going crazy. I'm like sitting here in a room, like talking to myself every week. And it's like, people have solo podcasts, but most of the time they'll have like a booth boy, they'll have like a little editor, producer in there, and I'm just like dead eyeing the camera, just like ranting. I was like, I don't know if this is healthy.
She's like, oh, wait a minute, that might be skits.
you stay alone long enough, you start to wonder, you're like, is it just because I'm alone a lot, or like, how much mental illness do I have?
Yeah. Like, this is why I don't want to see a therapist though, because I am afraid that they'll diagnose me with some and I'm like, I don't think I need that in my life.
You can't tell. I already know what I am. It doesn't matter. It doesn't like knowing.
I don't need some
person
it.
Some person on some Zoom chat sitting in some office somewhere or going to sit on someone's couch and them telling me what they've diagnosed me with. I know.
Yeah.
There's problems. I understand. But I'm like not denying it. I'm just saying, like,
you're high functioning. It's fine.
Yeah. I'm very high on the spectrum and I'm functioning very well. Yeah. Sometimes better than others. Exactly. And that's just, you're rolling with the waves of it, you know?
That's how I feel when I do customs all day alone in the house. Especially because it's like when you finish doing customs, it's like that voice and that person was a different person, so it just goes dead silent and it's like, wait,
and the last thing in your mind is like, ah, thank you so much for coming with me, Jeremy.
And then you pause it and you're just like,
Jeremy.
Yeah, it's just so quiet in the house. I'm like, oh my god.
Yeah, you've just been like, you said, ah. Oh, it's 5 minutes. Okay.
I had to have my friend, thank god, is my neighbor, and I was doing customs and I couldn't do these ones by myself. They were like chaps boots, high heel boots.
Oh wow. Yeah.
And so trying to get them on, first of all, the guy wanted me to wear socks underneath, long stockings underneath.
Oh,
with said boots.
Stockings or socks? Because I
was confused too. It just said like high stockings, and I even asked her, I was like, what do you think that means, like long socks? Do you think that means full on? What are we talking? But first of all, you can't do that with the boots, because then it going up the thigh is not a thing.
So you're covering up, yeah.
And you're not even gonna see it. Yeah. So I have to make a video for the guy to explain that, and then and then you also should have like heard me. I was like, this is where we should be recording, because she's helping me yank them up. Yeah. I'm wearing nothing, by the way. And she's all down here and she looks up at me and she goes, I feel like I'm really close to your bits here. And I was like, dude, I was getting so frustrated. I couldn't get them on. I started screaming. I was like, God, these people need to see how, because when I do these customs, I'm like, girl, imagine me alone in my house.
Girl, I love the BTS of like a good customs day. Like, you just need to have someone there recording it, because it is truly something else. Like, and I love doing customs, because I love, like, especially when people get creative and it's like, I want this like costume or this idea. But sometimes I'm running through 15 videos where it's just name, fingers, and I'm like, got it, 3 minutes a piece, let's go. I've stocked out, you know, slotted out the time for this. This is my 3 minute fingering customs. And you're just like saying name after name, and you're just like in this trance, like you put yourself in this trance. You're like, am I a different person?
I swear, when I cut that thing off and I'm like, oh, it's lunchtime or I'm done, I'm like, what just happened for
you're
the last
like, you're like, is this the first time I've breathed all day?
Wait, am I still human? Am I good? Okay.
I was doing this stream and I can't remember like exactly what was said, but someone was, most of my streams are honestly, and y'all know who also watch my streams, is just like me ranting about things and maybe my boobs come out. Like, it's just like rambling and just like autism with boobs. And it's cool.
Stimming sessions.
Yeah. And just like, you get those random people who are like, finger yourself. Come. And you're like, I'm just sitting here.
Dude, chilling. What is like, not? Yeah.
Just tear them down. And also, I'm like, I'm not just going to pretend to come. Like, it. And I tell, they were surprised. Like, some people were surprised that I'm like, the only time I like to fake an orgasm is in a 2 minute custom.
That
because I just like to actually make myself fully orgasm, but like most people are like, fake it, like I don't care, you just want like the sensation of it, like the idea that it's happening. But I'm like, you want me to strip out of a three-piece lingerie set with stockings and finger blast myself to a real orgasm in 2.5 minutes? What are we talking about?
Oh my god, I had a 2-minute one that was like your biggest high heels riding a dildo. And I'm like, in 2 minutes, what do you want me to? I have to strip, but leave the heels on. Start riding a dildo. Where's the blowjob? Where's the startup? Yeah. What am I doing? And I ended up being, I actually recorded like 5 minutes. And I was like,
yeah,
not fair.
It's yeah. Now you owe me extra.
That's not fair to put me on a 2-minute leash.
I feel like I'm like sometimes like. Some people are happy with like the fake or just like speed it along or only do like as much as you can. But I'm just like, some of y'all are asking like the most for 2 minutes. Like, I understand the customs are expensive, but I have other content that's like similar to this that's longer.
Yeah.
That's probably cheaper than getting a custom.
I won't lie to you. I was actually shocked when I was talking with a fan and he was
what
like, it's happening again. Do you want to check?
Honey, what does it make you think of? Sweet, delicious, sticky, licking it off your partner. If you want to have fun with a special friend or are someone who loves self-pleasure, Honey Playbox has the toys for you. Use our code TWND to save 15% on your purchase. Amp up your playtime at honeyplaybox.com. You deserve pleasure, so elevate your experience with Honey Playbox and support our show by using code TWND at checkout. Watching podcasts is fun. Watching reruns, also fun, but nothing beats a live experience. Check out our friends at Jerkmate by going to jkmte.com/TWND. Every sign up helps our show. Don't jerk alone. Get your front row seat to live events. Try a gold show from the comfort of your couch. Check the show description or go to jkmte.com/TWND to try it out.
It's so funny because it'll go so quiet and then all of a sudden it's like just goes off.
Bedlam. Oh my god, I put them in the other room with like the air purifier on full blast because it's like this humming
to drown
sound.
It out. Yeah.
Because it's just that they hear the other ones.
They get excited.
Custom.
Oh, I was shocked because a fan and I were talking and he was like, I don't really like the shorter ones. I only like longer videos. And I was like, ah. Yay, that's so rare now. I feel like it's very rare.
Yeah. So. I think it's fun when people put like real like thought into a custom.
Yeah.
Like, I understand it's like, I think it's more of a personalized video with most things because it's like just a basic video, but like say my name. I'm like, cool. But some people, they put in like the ideas.
Yeah, the thought.
Do you have like any like favorite customs that you've done?
No. I'm just kidding. I love them all. I love them all.
Not a single
one. I really do just get a lot of people who want 2-minute, 3 minutes lately.
Yeah. It has been like more, people's attention span is just like boop.
Yeah. Like, it's TikTok.
Yeah. Like, you're TikTokifying my porn.
I'm trying
I don't
to
like
think,
it.
I mean, I'm trying to even think what kind of customs I've had lately. They really just do because I knock them out. I try to knock all my stuff out in one day.
Yeah.
Especially because I don't want that list to keep going. And yeah. If I get really, really busy and I'm not home, and I'm so grateful that I have fans that understand this. Thank
y'all,
you for that.
Y'all know me too. Same. Because the business.
When I get busy, I literally can't. I don't have time.
And it's also like a thing of like, especially if you have like a bunch of dildo ones or something. It's like dildo is not even the same as like taking dick. Like it's, I feel like it's harder on your pussy.
It is. Especially depending on the dildo.
Yes.
If it has no give.
Yeah. Or just like, you know, you use a bunch of dildos and a bunch of customs straight in a row. You're like, I'm raw, and then you have more to do the next day. You're like, well, now I need to take a day off.
Yeah.
Like, and so it's cool when people are very understanding. Some people not so understanding. You know who you are.
Exactly.
I've had words.
Mm-hmm. Same.
I think like sometimes people do forget that like it's not like just them on
yeah.
the page.
Not only that,
I mean?
I think a lot of people, especially those that do get the 2-minute whatever, they're like, oh well, it's just a 2-minute clip, but it's not
yeah.
just 2 minutes. Like,
I'm
have
also
to
like
get ready.
Talking to people, you're doing your makeup,
yeah.
you're planning the outfit, you're setting up the
lights,
lighting,
the camera, making sure all that jazz, cleaning the toys before you go to use the toys.
Yeah, cleaning them after.
Yeah, so that's where it's also like, it's not just that easy, that simple sometimes. Yeah,
so. Well, sometimes too, like, when you get those customs that want a lot in a little amount of time, it reminds me of like shooting mainstream, where it's like you'll get the scripts that you're like, how are we going to facilitate this, like, with the location we've been given? Mm-hmm. These outfits are terrible.
I also
have, how did you think we're going to fit this all in?
There's a company that's kind of been adding like a bunch of BTS and stuff they want on the side too, and I'm like, oh, we need two separate dates. We need like a BTS just mini videos or whatever you want day, and then we need the scene, because that's a lot of energy that you're asking me to put
on. That's like a lot. Like, set days can be so long. Like, people are like, why don't you do them anymore? I'm like, because the other day I did like a 4-hour shoot and I got more content than I would get in like a 12-hour day on a mainstream set for the most part.
Like, that's what I've been thinking to myself lately too. I'm like, I can get so much more done at home. I don't want to stop doing it completely.
Yeah.
Obviously, but not obviously. It's not obvious at all, actually.
Well, it should be obvious because you love what you do.
I've been doing this not only 7 years, but with like no break.
Yeah. That's another thing too. Like, not taking time, because some people like leave and come back and like flirt around with it, but it's been a grind. I was thinking that the other day that I was like, I've never taken like an actual break of.
I just had my first 2 months off of literally no testing, no nothing, just doing stuff I needed to do. And I was like, sadly, it wasn't really a vacation because there's a lot of
just like
back end emotional stuff happening with families and everything. Yeah. But so it really wasn't even a break. But to not have to think about going to work and all that goes into that as well, and the packing and unpacking and repacking and everything.
Oh my God.
And the travel, driving to LA, coming back from LA.
Yeah.
It was really nice to not think about that for a while.
Sounds really nice.
Because I never think about it either, but my fans have been saying it to me now too, and they're like, you have been so, every time I get tweets, people are like, to one of the most consistent people in this industry, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, you know what? You are right, actually.
Yeah. No, for real. Like, it's nice when people do recognize like how, that you do actually put in real work for something. Because a lot of people don't see, or, and I'm not saying that they should see or care necessarily about the back end, but there is way more that goes into it than just like, here I am on OnlyFans. Yeah. Like, it's like, how does this content get made? How are you being talked to right now? How are you getting custom orders? Right. Like, how am I getting all of these things done? Like, it's because I'm so tired all the time.
Yeah.
Because I'm running myself into the ground for validation and money. I don't know what to tell you. Like, I love it. It's a grind.
No rest for the wicked. I love that song, literally.
It's a good song.
The one. I was thinking about it. You were asking if I have favorite customs. I won't say favorite, but I will also say these people crack me up. Because I've been getting a lot of bondage ones. What do you want me to do? How do you want me to tie myself up? Every single time I'm like, what? You want me to tie myself up and then start the video somehow and then complete the video somehow and get out of said ties? Like, what? Yeah. I'm confused. One thing said handcuff yourself. And I'm like, bro.
Yeah. No, the bondage ones, I've always been like the same. I'm like, y'all realize like I shoot my own.
Yeah.
How do you?
I just had my friend next door. She was like, what do they think? I was like, I don't know if they think I'm tying myself. I hope they know I'm
not. You have to like do the key like with your mouth. You're like,
I did when I first moved here and I had like no friends who could help me. Mm-hmm. I did. We'll have a video of me taking a rope and I was all.
Yeah.
And then it's on my feet and I'm like trying to catch it down there on my feet too.
Yeah.
Starting the phone with my tongue. But thank God I have friends now. So
I will cool. Having friends is good. I haven't had a lot of that this year.
The light is still in her eyes, though, guys.
The light is burning brighter than ever. I'm staring into it in the hopes that it's bright enough to wash out all the fine lines on my face.
It helps with anti-aging.
It does. I've actually had like a pretty sick year. It's kind of weird. Like, I've had like an unplug from like life and people year. Like, I've been working a lot, but I've not really been on social media. I've been post-ghost. Like, that's kind of been my thing this year. Haven't really been hanging out with people, which is not like anything on them or whatever, but I've like done so many things this year that I didn't think I was gonna do, because there was like no distractions except for just like work and book. So it's been pretty sick. Yeah, actually,
that's good. That's also where my circle is also just very small, and it's not on other people. It is just, well, first of all, my best friend lives next door, so that's easy. We're just right there.
That's nice.
But it's always just our little group. But that's because same. I'm way too busy traveling and working and
to maintain
focusing.
Like 50 different close friendships.
Right.
Like,
and I never want to do anything. That's also the best thing about my best friend being right there. We can be lazy on the couch and do nothing.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to do anything.
Yeah, I just want to work and chill. Yeah. Like, when I get a moment to hang out, I would like to just relax. That's what I would like to
I know,
do.
People always ask me, when you're home, what do you do? I'm like, I stay in the home.
Like, why do you think it looks like this? People are like, what kind of set did you... I'm like, that's my house. Because, like, I just kind of shift how my house looks throughout the year to change, like, for set. And, like, because I'm here all the time.
Right. My dad even said it to me because I also love going to bed early. So like 7 p.m. early. And he was like, dude, go to the gym or something. I'm like, mind you, I do. I do my yogas in the morning, but still it hits 7, 8 p.m. I'm like, day's done.
Yeah.
Time for bed.
If people want to go out after then, like there are very few people I will go out after 8 p.m. for.
It's so hard for me to keep that plan every single time. And it's no, there's no more rallying anymore. No.
I don't want to. Like there's a couple times that I've gone out after 8 p.m. recently, but someone that I like, just cool. There's no like crazy like drinking and, you know, whatever. But even then I'm just like all leading up to it. I'm like, I don't.
When
I go there, it's fine, but I'm just, you know.
It is fun when you do it, too, but it's also like,
but it's the getting
the energy.
It's the getting there. It's the summoning who I want to
be. Presence,
It's like, that. Remember the girl who could just rally and drink, like, all of that whiskey and just be up until 5 a.m. and then working at 7? You can do that without the drinking. But, you know.
Like, I think about that all the time. I'm like, I used to drink until the sun came up, and then I'd go to work.
Girl,
I can't do that anymore. I think I've done that a couple times on set. One of the times I was with my stepmom. We were up to like 4 a.m. and my dad was like, dude, do you know that you have to be going to work soon? And he had to wake me up an hour after getting an hour of sleep and I had to go in. That's hilarious. Luckily everyone was on set was like, you couldn't even tell because I would come out and be like, well, I just threw up. At the end of the day, and they were like, dang, you held it pretty well together. But now I'm like, ugh.
Yeah, girl, I would just drink like on cam, like you get like the shot tips and stuff like that, just like drinking crazy. Or I'd go like to LA, be like, I'm shooting mainstream, like I'm in my hotel room and I'm just like drink wine the night before for like no reason, like just I'm in a hotel room alone, why am I drinking? Like
it feels like a mini vacation.
Yes. And it was for me at the time. I was like getting away from my ex. I'm like, a hotel room,
I'm free.
I can just watch South Park until 4 o'clock in the morning and then get up because I have my makeup done for me on set. Perfect. Like, and now the idea of doing that makes me want to, like,
that's why when they hire me for feature shows, still I love doing the feature shows, but I'm like, oh my god, these hours are not me.
I'm a grandmother.
I'm in bed by this time. Like, Jesus. And you guys want me to drink with you? Let's drink. Okay, we'll drink. Yeah. But I'm like, God, I'm tired.
I feel like drinking it would be the only way I would get through something like that. Because, like, I just don't.
I do have to a little bit.
Drinking gives me, like, energy.
Yeah.
Like,
it keeps me going. It also, I think I'm way more bubbly and talkative and witty, actually.
I'm way more everything when I drink. I'm like a different person.
It's like, I swear I don't know her. I mean, I swear I meet people and they're like, I met you, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, you did not. I was drunk. You did not meet me.
I want to be like, you met Molly. You met someone else. You met a piece of me that was untethered from who I am as a person. She was floating around on her own. I don't know what she did. I take no responsibility, but unfortunately I have to take all the responsibility because it's still me. And that's why Mama doesn't drink anymore.
Yeah. That's why I have to keep it a certain amount of drinks now when I go and feature, because I'm like, oh my god, I can't make it the next day. If you want me to be here tomorrow and you want me to be at any use, I can't do that.
Oh my god. Speaking of, this is coming out before, speaking of, no one was speaking of this.
She's all subject change.
No one was speaking of this. I was speaking of it in my head because I was thinking, here's where my brain went. Let me walk you guys through this with me. Drinking, parties. Hate parties, except for Halloween parties. Halloween is soon. This episode comes out right before Halloween. Halloween questions. So we were speaking of Halloween.
I love this. It's like very 80. Her ADHD is shining bright like a diamond.
It's going crazy. All I can see is that star right now. It's just like blinding me. You're a star. car.
Yeah, I was just gonna say that. That's so funny.
Look, Mom, I made it.
I'm a star.
Such a good. Oh my God. Do you like Halloween? Is it like a big thing for you? Do you do like costume stuff? Do you like the parties? Are you kind of?
It's a big thing for me because my dad's birthday is on Halloween. So growing up, it's always been a thing. Yeah,
I love that.
He wants to come out this year. He has partied with me once with all my friends when all of us were a big, huge group of friends and we'd go to the club for Halloween. He came out, and so that was super fun. But he's like, I want to come out again. Now, first of all, I have never been good at costumes ever in my life.
No.
My dad would always want us to do something scary. And then, of course, being a girl, I always wanted to do something cute. And I adore people who are able to think of a costume like 6 months ahead of time. And it'd be this big, elaborate, super sick outfit. Mm-hmm. I wish. I'm always like, what is out of the blue that I could do? But I'm just not. I don't got that creativity in me.
I just like can't pick one. So I just do like
a bunch.
Of cosplay content. I'm like, there, I've done what I can do.
Yeah. So I'm excited for it this year, but I did have to tell my dad. I was like, you know, it's probably not gonna be the same. It's just us little three people that hang out.
Yeah.
And we're gonna chill probably.
Yeah.
He thinks we're gonna be in bed by 8 and he's like, I'll just stay home. I'm like, no, we'll do something fun. But yeah, I do like going to the Halloween parties and I just like holidays, actually, going out and decorating. My house has been decorated for Halloween since halfway through September.
Yeah. Oh, September 1st.
Yeah. The guy that I'm talking to, his grandma was like, you know, there's still 6 weeks till Halloween.
No.
I said, yeah.
It's already begun.
Yeah.
The season. The season. What are you going to like decorate right before Halloween and then take it all
down?
That's
what I said to her. I said, after being an adult for my short adult life, I've realized that I want to decorate before because I hate decorating and then 3 weeks later you take it down.
Yeah.
I want to enjoy it. And then the best part about decorating early is once it's done, I'm like, all right, I'm probably sick of it now. I could take it down. And
yeah, because you've like experienced it for long enough.
You had a good time with it.
And a lot of my Halloween stuff is like year-round stuff for my house anyway.
Yeah.
Because I already have like a lot of the skulls. So I just make everything a little bit darker. Like I bring in a couple extra things like, oh, now there's fall leaves in places. Where do those come from? It's very subtle. But I just have one of those kind of spooky houses anyway.
When do you decorate for Christmas? Or are you big on that?
I haven't the past like 2 years because I'm going to Australia for Christmas. So I just like, it's not like a big thing that I celebrate. Like I do like the Christmas content and stuff like that. But Christmas has never been like my favorite-est of holidays.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just never was really, even when I was a kid, it was just like, I don't know, like Halloween.
Yeah. Yeah, I would prefer Halloween over Christmas, but I just like decorating.
Yeah. The decorating is fun, but it's like, I feel like I also kind of decorate all throughout the year because I like build sets for different things.
Yeah.
So I feel like
constantly doing that.
So I'm always just doing it anyway. So I'm like, for Halloween, I go all out, but for Christmas, I'm kind of like, I might just leave Halloween up until February.
Yeah. See how long we can leave it up for. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how my friend's house is. Every time we would go Halloween shopping together this year, and she's like, I think that might stay up all year round. What do you think? Yeah. I think this can stay up all year round, right?
Yeah.
It won't look too
if it's
weird.
Not like too off, you're like, this could be like anything. It's kind of ambiguous, you know what I mean? But I don't know. I love Hobby Lobby because they like discount their holiday stuff like before the holidays even like whisper
or even started at all.
Like they were discounting like Halloween stuff is 50% off like in what, like August.
Someone just said that to me. They were like, you have to get your Halloween stuff when it's on clearance. And when they told me that, I was like, isn't it always on clearance? I feel like
it always
they
is.
Just leave it on clearance now, I feel like.
Yeah, as soon as it starts.
Yeah.
Like, here it is. It's on sale. You're like, oh, okay, cool.
That's why I like Halloween too, because I started a little crafty craft. Like, I'm an old lady who crafts now.
I like it. Tell me about your crafts.
I made a little pumpkin fairy house.
What?
Yeah.
Do you have a photo?
Let me show you. I made 3 of them.
That's
and I was
so
like,
cute.
I was like, do I quit my day job and start building?
You just start an Etsy? You should.
I've been thinking about it. And I was like, you know what? There's 3 other holidays. I could do one for Thanksgiving.
I love them.
I could do one for Christmas. Got to figure out where to put them.
That's adorable. That makes me very happy.
Don't tell me it's that hard to find.
I love the crafts. People were asking, like, I love going through different modes. I've had, like, different craft fascinations. Like when I was younger, I loved scrapbooking.
Oh yeah, like my grandma made us do stuff like that.
Yeah, my mom was big into it. It's so cute. You should quit your job and do that on Etsy.
Isn't it still fucking cute? Oh my god,
it's like a little pumpkin hobbit home. I love them.
Yeah,
dude, you do that. Absolutely,
I should. I was like, why didn't I put it on Etsy? I should, and then I should do one for Christmas and just see.
That's the cutest thing. Yeah. You should have your fans buy them too. Like, prop up your shop.
I should really. I don't know why.
That's so cute.
I don't know why I'm stopping myself, especially because everyone's like, you should really just start doing it. And I'm like, this could get out of hand.
You should do it because, like, do you understand also that you could. You
could
incorporate this into OnlyFans as well. Like, make time-lapse videos of you nude making your pumpkins.
See, some people were saying that, too. They were like, you could just go live. You know that,
you
right?
You could go live. Like, you could do time-lapse of it. You could do, you could auction one off. You could do, like, a giveaway.
I should. Could you imagine my life career changes? I can't imagine it, but I would absolutely adore it.
You start
it.
Dressing as a fairy.
It's my whole new fantasy. Yeah. What do they call it? It's your new...
hyperfixation.
Your ego or whatever. You change your whole personality.
Oh, personality. Yeah. You're in your fairy era.
Yes. I agree. I just went to the Renaissance Fair and bought elf ears and a crown. So yeah,
we should do that. I have elf ear stuff. We should do a little elfie collab.
I've been wanting to find someone to do it with.
Let's
me,
do
so.
It. Here we go. Okay. I'm like a really weird tall elf, but we'll make this shit work.
That's okay. We can let that happen.
Or you can wear your highest heels like that guy's custom.
Oh my god. Yeah. Hear me bitch and complain the whole time.
No, that would actually that would be a really, really cute idea, the whole little crafty pumpkins thing. You should definitely do that, because I couldn't envision what you were saying, but that's the most adorable that I've ever seen.
Thank you, TikTok, for giving me that idea. I know, but now I have to think of other things, like Christmas, what could they live in? I'm like, a pine cone? Do they live in a pine cone? I don't know.
They could live in a pine cone, or just like,
what's a Christmas sign?
You could do them with, like, you know, those tiny little trees that you can buy. Like, you can buy the little miniature pine trees. You could have, like, them decorating like that, like with fairy stuff and stuff. That would be
cute. Yeah, I've been trying to figure that out. And then I also wanted to make just a little one for actually just staying up year round on my little shelf thing with, like, books.
Yeah.
And I was like, but what are they going to live in inside the book? I got to find something. Oh, I guess I could find.
But you could find a book, cut out the book, hollow out the book. Yeah, I like that idea. I'm down with the book vibes. That's what I've been doing all this year, is writing books. So.
Really? Mm-hmm. What are you writing?
I'm writing a whole fantasy series.
Fine.
Yeah, I'm on book two right now.
Are you going to do the audio thing for it too?
Okay, so secret time. So sometimes, because I sit in my house alone and I'm writing out all these different dialogue options for other characters, when I write dialogue, I will record myself doing all of the voices so that I can listen to it back and see if it sounds believable.
That's amazing. No, that's good.
I do the men too.
No, that's good. I've been watching on TikTok. I don't know why I love it right now, but there's audiobook people who go live on TikTok and record it. And that's what they do. They have to record each different characters, and the girls do the guys' voices. And I think it is so cool and fascinating and so fun.
It's so, but I get like so into it. I'll get like so dramatic with it. And it's so funny. It must be like sometimes when a man is home, I'll like.
When a man?
My man. Like I'll forget. A man! But I'll forget he's home. And I'll like get into it. Like I'll write something. I'll be like, okay, I'm going to record this because I think this is good. And then I get like. I'm like, no, this doesn't work. I'll do it again. And then I'm like, is he just like, he just must be listening to me like in my deep man. But it's not what it sounds like. But like listening to me argue my male voice with my female voice in a dialogue conversation.
Like, he's like, that's what really gets me going.
Yeah.
Oh, that's hilarious.
But yeah, so people need to check out your page so that they can buy your fairy pumpkins.
I know.
This
My
is
Etsy
your
is.
New arc. I'm very excited. Etsy link will be in the description. She's going to get it all set up.
I really should. No, I need someone to like put a down payment on a couple fairy houses. First.
You should, actually.
Where can you see my You can look at me on Kush Trips.
You can look at me. Just look at me.
If you want to look, glare. KushTrips.org. And my social media is KatieKushXX2.
Perfect. This has been awesome. Thank you for joining.
Thank you.
I also realize, getting back one more time to John, I don't think we actually set any red flags I was just thinking about that now. So, real quick. Oh, if the first thing that they drink in the morning is alcohol, that's a red flag.
Ooh, those are obvious red flags, I feel like.
This has been the Totally Wholesome, Not Dirty podcast. Please follow Katie everywhere that you can follow. It's also linked in the description as well of her social media. Please be liking, subscribing, sharing with a friend, and we will see you next time. What does C-U-N-T spell?
Me? Mm-hmm. I'll see you next time.
Cunt.
I get paid to take my clothes off, but here I bear it all for free. Welcome to the Totally Wholesome, Not Dirty podcast, where sex work meets self-work, and we laugh through the chaos one inappropriate joke at a time. I talk, say sex, mental health, industry secrets, and all the stories that made my therapist cry. Got a confession, a question, a wild tale, send me an email, some love and a salutation, cause nothing turns me on like a little validation. Hey baby, maybe, got my head in the clouds, but I'm still me. Take a moment, brush it off, let it go. Hey!